A few weeks ago, Representative Corrine Brown brought three busloads of supporters to a Tallahassee federal courthouse in support of her bid to throw out Florida's new congressional map. The Jacksonville Democrat then took the group to a Tallahassee buffet restaurant, addressing the supporters with a bullhorn.
25 prisons in the district. 25 prisons. The present district have 3. 25 prisons. There is not another district in the entire United States with 25 prisons.
Brown says this artificially inflates the African American population and constitutes a violation of the Voting Rights Act because it diminishes the voting power of a minority. And with recent events in Jefferson County, it might seem like she's got a point.
Okay, we have a motion and a second on the floor of the Plan 1A-1 map. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passed unanimously. And at this time, I'm going to...
That's Jefferson County Commission Chair Stephen Walker. He and his fellow commissioners approved new municipal boundaries a week ago, shortly after the school board approved the same lines too, and county officials submitted the new plan in federal court Monday. They were forced into the changes because one district houses a large prison, and the ACLU argued counting the prisoners gave that district's voters greater representation in government.
Well, the Jefferson County redistricting case, again, does have some similarities to Corrine Brown's argument.
This is University of Central Florida political scientist Aubrey Jewett. He grants both cases are looking at what to do with a disenfranchised population of inmates, but they rely on different arguments. The Jefferson case was built on simple population deviation, but Brown's case is looking at minority representation. And Jewett says the ruling in the Jefferson case is probably too narrow to support Brown.
He basically made a very narrow decision and specifically said, well, you know, this would probably be different if we were talking about state House districts or state Senate districts or even congressional districts. So, again, it's related to Corrine Brown's issue, absolutely, because they're both looking at counting whether or not you can count prison population. But I'm not sure from the Jefferson County ruling, again, that we can guess what the federal courts may do with Corrine Brown's suit.
Muddying the water further is the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in Evanwell v. Abbott. Here's Justice Samuel Alito grilling one of the lawyers with a hypothetical situation that might sound familiar.
You have a rural district with a huge prison and very few other inhabitants. So you have a neighboring district that has no prison. So in one district you have that 10% of the population are eligible voters. In the other district, 90% of the population are eligible voters. That would be okay.
So, Your Honor, 2 points in response.
In a unanimous opinion, the court determined when it comes to reapportionment, Texas lawmakers can count disenfranchised individuals, whether they be in prison, undocumented, or simply too young to vote. The challengers argued only voters should be counted.
And what the court said was that while a state does not necessarily have to use all residents when they're counting up and getting ready to apportion their districts, they are certainly allowed to do that.
So for those keeping score, there's a federal district court saying Jefferson County can't count prisoners, while the U.S. Supreme Court is saying Texas can. But neither decision seems to help Brown. The Supreme Court's ruling backs up the Florida legislature's use of total population. But in court, Brown has largely shied away from that line of argument anyway. Meanwhile, it seems the judge in the Jefferson County case crafted his decision narrowly enough to exclude Brown's claim. That same judge is presiding over Brown's case. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.